passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. The Black Widow is an award-winning novel from Australian writer Sandy McCutcheon. It's one of the books he is most proud of. So what inspired it?
The siege of the school in Beslan. I saw the very first day, I thought to myself, I've got to do something with this. So from day one, I recorded every single piece of public information. I got someone in Europe to go through the Russian papers and get what was happening, because I had a feeling, having watched the Moscow theatre siege that ended so disastrously when the Russian troops came in and killed so many people with gas, I thought Putin is going to spin this in order to justify his war on terror in Chechnya, and he's not going to get any criticism from the West because he's acting against terrorism. And I was fortunately, or unfortunately, dead right. Within days, the stories in the Russian press started to change. A very well-known Russian journalist who's since been murdered, and you probably know who I mean, Anna Politskaya, she went to go to Beslan on the plane. I had been corresponding with her about this. She said she was going to fly to Beslan. She was poisoned on the plane and she was sick for months. So I spent a month with this colleague in Europe collating all of the factual material with no idea of how I was going to write it. But as that month went by, I suddenly thought, this is a women's story. The teachers were all women at the school. And so I wrote character studies during that first month of seven school teachers who survived the siege in Beslan. And then I had a flash of how I could do it. I realized that I'd write it 2 years later on the anniversary, 2 years down the track. I'd write the story of the frustration of these women, because all the men were talking revenge, high on drinking a lot of vodka and sitting around and doing nothing. But these women had revenge as cold as a steel knife in the heart, and they were going to do something. All they could think of to do was to tell their story of how it really happened, not what Putin had spun. So they spend all of their money and they buy a very high-end, high-definition video camera. They get an old disused Soviet air hangar from the Second World War, and they do it up as a replica of the gymnasium in which the massacre happened. And on the exact 3 days of the anniversary, they tell to camera, direct to camera, the story of what really happened. So you're getting two narratives side by side. You've got the narrative of the actual events told direct to camera, but you've got the backstory of all of the women involved. With one added twist, that on the day of their first filming, three of them have gone into Chechnya and they've captured three of the children of the original perpetrators. Because I had found out during that research that there were actually young teenage children, not the kids of the school age. That would not have been a fair game thing for me, to, even as a novelist, to try. But these were young people involved in training for terrorism. And what that gave me, as they interrogate them over the 3 days, all of a sudden you're getting the other side of the story. You understand what's motivating the Chechens, what it's like for a young Chechen girl to see her mother raped in front of her, then to be raped, and then to see her father have his throat slit. This is going to turn you into something. And so we have these two sides of the story, and you have this whole moral equivalence thing going on, because you suddenly hear, okay, we're talking about 300 children killed in Beslan, but there's 30,000 women and children killed in Chechnya. Where's the moral equivalence? Can you have that argument? So it's a book about revenge, and it's about revenge in the context of what do you do when justice is not available to you? If justice is not available, is it right to do revenge? Revenge used to be an honourable idea, but since we have law and order, revenge is taboo now. You can't go out and take revenge. So that's the story of Beslan. And so at the end of the first month of the research, I sat down and I was so angry at what had happened. Not only the fact that most of the women and children killed there were killed by the Russians, not by the terrorists, and that was proven beyond a doubt, but just what was going to happen to these people and to the story. It was nowhere. It wasn't New York, it wasn't Los Angeles, it wasn't Paris, it wasn't Rome. We would never have heard the end of it if it had been there, or it had been 9/11. All of a sudden, Beslan's on the map for 5 days and it's gone. So I was really actually angry about this. And so I sat down and I wrote the book in 32 days. I worked 18 hours a day. My wife, bless her, would bring me a cup of coffee at midnight and a single malt scotch shot, and I'd work through until 3 or 4 in the morning. And if I had queries at night, I'd send them off to Europe to my researcher, and when I woke up in the morning, the answers would be there. And so 32 days, and I thought, no one's ever going to look at this book. It's a load of old rubbish. And it just took off. It was just amazing. And I guess it, of all my books, it's a literary novel rather than a thriller, which the rest of mine are. But I think if everyone forgot every other book I ever wrote, it's Black Widow that I'd like to be remembered for.
That's Sandy McCutcheon, author of the award-winning novel The Black Widow.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.